Hello, Dr. Mitch.
Good morning to you, sir, and a happy Friday.
Thank you. Right back at you.
Okay.
Otto Brewery Syndrome. You ever heard of this before? You ever seen it?
I've never seen it, but I have heard about it. It's extremely rare, but a lot of people like to claim that they have it.
Okay. Yeah.
Basically, it's in the news again because a guy in Belgium, I believe, was pulled over by the cops because he was driving in an intoxicated-looking manner. And to make a long story even longer, they basically found that his own body, because of a problem in his gastrointestinal system, was manufacturing alcohol. So even though he was not drinking, and in this case he actually worked in a brewery, so it made it even worse, but even though he was not actually drinking, the body was manufacturing its own ethanol, its own alcohol, and therefore making him drunk. Now, this is extremely, extremely rare. So those of you who are trying to use this as an excuse when you get pulled over next time, you can try, but I don't think it's going to work. And what basically happens is you're not born with this, but as a result of either diabetes or the use of antibiotics or some sort of underlying condition, maybe you've had gut surgery done, instead of having the normal bugs living inside your body, you have either certain species of yeast or bacteria that take the carbohydrates in our diet and ferment them, exactly as you would ferment, anything to make alcohol.
Really?
To make beer or wine or whatever. And that's literally what happens. So this has been used many times by people as a defense, but the truth of the matter is it's extremely rare. He did get off, by the way, once three different doctors were able to prove that this is what was going on. And the treatment's actually interesting. What you try and do is you try and replace the good bacteria, and we do this with either some form of probiotic or something like that. And many of you may already be using probiotics. And basically what we try and do is we try and replace a normal balance of bacteria in our body so that, you know, things are balanced, you're less likely to have tummy problems and other issues. There does seem to be something to this. The question is exactly what mix and of which bacteria do we all actually need, and is it just bacteria? It turns out that there are many things living both on our skin and inside of us in harmony with our bodies, both bacteria and viruses and different funguses. Notice I said funguses rather than fungi because I knew you were going to do the joke there, but we're not going to go there.
No, I'm not going to do it. Okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
But they all live within our body, and they help us to metabolize certain things. They supply us with certain micronutrients that we might not otherwise be able to digest and get on our own. But the exact balance and what should be in that is not exactly known. And this is why this becomes so interesting and so important. You know, what is it that caused this person's body to kind of turn on him and for these wrong bacteria, and or in this case fungi, to take over and to cause this problem? So a rare syndrome, it does happen, and no, you can't use it as your defense if the cops pull you over.
Okay, when I come in with something rare.
Yeah.
You don't always know I have something rare. I guess you test me for many different things. What's the first line of testing that you would do when somebody came in with an affliction?
Like this?
Well,
or
with
just
any,
in general.
In
it really
general.
Depends on what you present with. But what I teach my residents when I'm working with them is in the emergency room, you're supposed to think of what we call zebras and hippopotamuses. Zebras are the really rare diseases that, oh my God, I've never even read about this. And hippopotamuses are the very dangerous diseases that'll squash someone. So what I teach them to do is, by history, by physical exam, and by some easy tests, try and rule out the really serious things. You know, someone presents with, we'll say, chest pain. They're concerned that they may be having a heart attack, but I have to worry, do they have a blood clot? Do they have an infection? Do they have a tear in their aorta? Mm. And I can rule out most of these things just by a good history and physical exam, but if I don't think of it, no one will. So you ask, what testing do I do? It really depends upon the complaint, what I find through the history and the physical exam. To just test without getting a good history and physical exam usually causes more problems than it solves, because we all know that you can get what we call false positives, results that aren't accurate, and they can lead you down a very dangerous pathway, which is why history and physical exam are still the most important thing.
Dr. Mitch, thank you.
A pleasure. Have a great weekend.
That's Dr. Mitch Shulman.